It is a Monday, time for our weekly visit with Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals. He's our job genius. We'll learn how to find a job or what skills you maybe need to get to enter the workforce. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, I refer to you as a job genius, but that's more of a concept in a sense than an individual, right?
That is correct. Job Genius is actually a workshop that is provided by Express Employment Professionals. And Express Employment is truly the genius behind what we take out into our individual markets. So I'm definitely not a genius, but I am passionate about taking what they share with us out into our communities to help employers in the areas they need help in, and also job seekers in the areas they need help in.
So what do you take out to those employers?
Well, employers, it's very challenging. The whole HR environment is a very challenging environment. So HR compliance with hiring, how to handle employees, sensitive topics around sexual harassment, good hiring practices, workforce violence. So there's a lot of topics that are very serious in the employment arena, and Express gives us the material, the education, the webinars, all the information needed to go out and train and educate to help companies become the best.
And those areas are always changing. With the political landscape, you've got to keep up with the latest rules and regs.
That is correct. So Express keeps everything up to date. As things change, as things are coming on the horizon, they keep us up to date on, you know, what's in front of the political parties, topics at hand. And so we can go out and share that information to our clients.
Of course, those are the people who have the jobs to fill. You're also helping to supply the workforce. What are some of the things that they learn going through this Job Genius curriculum?
Well, the Job Genius workshop in its entirety is a three-hour workshop, and we're working at scheduling events at all the high schools throughout Lorain County, some other educational entities such as Lorain County JVS, and basically on a quarterly basis, we share the job market forecast. We share where you look for job opportunities. We talk about the resume, how to craft it, write it, make it presentable to the employers. And then also the interviewing, which is one of the most critical parts of the hiring process. A well-crafted resume may get you a seat at the table, but if you can't articulate your resume and sell yourself in person to the interviewer, that could be the end of the process there. So, you know, we talk about proper techniques following up after the interview. We talk about career pathing, how you take a job and turn it into a career. And then we talk about other areas after you've sort of got solidified.
You know, you talk about following up after that initial interview. Is there any one rule of thumb? The reason I ask is I know once upon a time a radio guy who, if you did not follow up with a message, a phone call, or any, he pretty much dismissed you as some sort of indication you really weren't interested in the job. Any kind of rule of thumb?
I would say, and I would recommend, that if somebody is truly interested in a position, that following up after the interview with a thank you note, a personal message to the interviewer, that is something that will set you apart.
You can't go wrong with that.
No.
If they didn't expect it, it's a treat. If they expected it, you've at least followed their protocol and didn't get yourself eliminated from this list.
Unless you misspell a lot of words.
Well, that's
that's
true.
Not good.
That's a whole other aspect of it. And that has to do with, I guess, some of the prepping and the first impression. Because you probably know, and you probably teach the fact that you have sort of a limited time to make an impression. Because there's so many applicants that may be looking for this position, you need to sort of stand out or at least not eliminate yourself through things that you could control.
Sure. I would encourage job seekers to reflect on their past work experience, identify successes and failures and how they overcame them, and to really understand themselves in behavioral situations, because that's what employers would be looking for.
And for people who are in the job market for the first time or haven't been in for a while, sometimes these skills are rusting or they never had a chance to work them. As the Job Genius workshops, do you kind of do any kind of role-playing or getting people sort of take them through a little bit of a test interview, that type of a thing?
Yes, we do mock interviews. We go through behavioral questioning, We go over, you know, what to wear at interviews. And so we talk about, you know, how to basically sell yourself and show the value that you would bring to the organization if they chose you as the candidate.
And being prepared allows you to be a little more relaxed, because many times if you're in a job interview, the first your brain is sort of one place, your body's there. Sometimes you're having an out-of-body experience depending on the questions or the circumstance or whatever. This allows you to be sort of more in the moment and being able to interact with the interviewer.
Correct. In the moment and being able to answer questions when they're asked, instead of sort of you get a question and it's the deer in the headlights look, and you're struggling to figure out what you're going to say. So it's being prepared. It's practicing. It's doing those mock interviews and getting with a coach on those things.
You also deal a little bit, I guess, with career path. Many times people say, I want a job. I want to work, but wherever it's available. But you still have to have some sort of a career path, right? You're looking to build upon any job to the next job.
Correct. And career pathing is more, you know, making sure that we're moving forward. If we're not moving forward, we're falling behind. So it's looking ahead. It's planning. You know, I'm going to work in this position. I'm going to continue to add skills, add value to myself. So then I can maybe move in a different direction. It's more trying to get to a point of some freedom, I would say, I guess.
You also mentioned just a while back about a quarterly job survey or quarterly job prospect kind of thing. Do you have any information to share on the latest, or do you have one coming up soon that we ought to be aware of?
I would say currently the job forecast, going through Christmas into January, February, March, and the spring, companies are starting to ramp up their workforce. And so, you know, the first March, April, there's a lot of hiring activity going on. Companies are looking for the talent. They've got ads out there. They've got jobs posted, and they're trying to build their workforce. And so it's sort of cyclical throughout the year. And, you know, different jobs are created. Different industries pop up. And, you know, we just try to keep the community educated on what's out there.
So this is a prime time, a good time to be with you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
know, for employers, you know, the reality is a lot of employers seek employment service companies to do all that hard work to make sure they're getting the right candidates in front of them. So when a job seeker goes out and they go in knocking on a door, a lot of companies say, you've got to go over to XYZ company because we do our hiring through their organization. And if we do our service right in the market, it's a truly a good fit for the employer and the job seeker, because we do advocate on their behalf. We do reviews. We help them identify where they're succeeding and failing. And we try to get them that gainful full-time employment.
The job for you is not to have to see them again, I guess, in a sense, right? Give them the tools that they can go out and be able to work and then continue on in the workforce.
That is correct.
Our guest this morning is Chad Grew, joining us every Monday as the Job Genius. I understand you have some openings to tell us a little bit about.
Yes, we do. There's three positions right now amongst many that are good opportunities. And quality technician is a role that a lot of manufacturers are looking for. And it's paying anywhere between 18 and 22 an hour. And so there's some education, a lot of work experience that could bring somebody with the skills to the table. Also, manufacturing customer service position, we have it's $14 to $18 an hour depending on skills. And we also have some entry-level trade apprentice positions, which start out between $11 and $12 an hour, which could lead into a gratifying career for some individual that maybe college isn't their path, but they're good with their hands and they're willing to learn a skill within an organization. So those are some of our top hot prospects for this week. And if you're interested, you know anybody that's interested, you know, visit us at our website, www.expresspros.com/Lorraine OH, or give us a call at 440-723-2882, or stop in at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria.
Well, our guest this morning, Chad Grew with Job Genius, and we've got a little more insight into that, and we'll be talking with him every Monday at this time to put Lorraine County back to work.